calf of the leg. That is the shin.
And this?
Knee.
And this?
Ankle.
And
the kneecap.
Kneecap.
You call it patella, I believe. Patella.
Did you have 1 foot and 2 feet? Did people ever used to say 2 foot?
I hear it often. You hear that today among the niggers more than anybody else.
Is that right?
Foots.
Today.
Yes, you hear that because they are way back 50 years behind the time in education.
That's what I'm interested in, whether these old terms are still used today, and you think you say they are. All right. In a man, what do you call this part across here?
Breast or chest?
What's the older term?
I don't know. I think they went along together.
They went just together.
I think they went along together pretty well.
And
I guess the woman would be more applicable to her than it is to man.
Mm-hmm.
So that refers specifically to this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call the man chest and his breast.
Mm-hmm. Either one.
Chest or breast. Either one went.
This whole part here is your
upper arm.
And this part?
Elbow.
All right, sir. This part right here?
Stomach or belly?
Either one.
Bread basket.
To use the belly today.
Belly?
All right. And if the hands of the clock are like this, as you look at them, the hour hand is my hand and the minute hand is this pen, how do you say that? It's a quarter.
10. This is a 10.
This would be the minute hand, and this would be the hour hand.
Straight up and down.
Yes. So you say this is a quarter.
Say a quarter. Quarter to.
Quarter to
12.
12. Mm-hmm. And
noon.
As you saw a plank or a board, you put it on two things for support. What are those called?
Horses.
Horses. Sawhorses or just horses?
Sawhorses.
Wooden
horses.
The old days when you cut firewood, you put a log across two supports that looked like this. What did you call those supports? It looked like Y's.
Approximately?
Yes. Just a
log. I don't know. I just lost it. I don't know if they had any. Name for that.
I've heard
stick in my mind.
I've heard sawbuck or sawjack. Do those sound familiar?
Yes, I've heard it.
Sawbuck, sawjack.
I've heard that. But I never did somehow get it well established in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't use them.
I see.
That's how I come to miss it, I guess.
Oh, I see. How did you cut your wood?
We stooped low and saw it on the ground.
I see.
They put one log under, up on the end of another, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Jack it up, you know, with a fulcrum, they call it, and a lever, pry pole.
Mm-hmm.
They call it prize pole then.
Mm-hmm.
And they slip another log under to get a little elevation, you know, and keep from pinching.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it on that.
That
was a substitute for what you're talking about.
I see.
But it didn't have any particular name for it except that fulcrum and prize pole, they call it. It's spelled P-R-Y now, I think. But they call it prize pole.
And you used to put, if you wanted to take a baby out, you used to put the baby in a what? Not a stroller, but in the old days we used to call it a baby
carriage.
And you used to do what to the carriage? To make it move.
Oh, by lunging back and forth, that would make a little movement on the floor.
Would you roll it or push it or what?
They had a handle there. Had a handle come up from it this way, you know. And a wooden beam across there, about as big as that, you know. You take it with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was attached to the